Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
On the line is Nick Costos, host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better, You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 Eastern, and You Better, You Bet countdown at kickoff Sundays 11 Eastern time, 11 to 1 Eastern time, leading up right to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Also, my favorite show on the fan, Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. Get you caught up on everything you need to know right up in real time. He is Nick Costos. What's up, Nick?
What's going on, my friend? Happy Halloween, and as a lifelong wrestling fan, I did appreciate the Nickelback song coming back from break that was Raw's theme song for like 5 years. I absolutely love that. Burn It to the Ground. Actually a good Nickelback song.
You know, I love when you do your show when you're referencing all these little things, wrestling things, the songs, whatever it may be. One of my favorites, and I was saying it earlier, Mac Jones.
It's funny, like Thursday Night Football when he had that great game against the Rams earlier in the year. Like they did, and everyone's like, oh, how funny is that? I've been doing the Mac Jones bit, which is Mike Jones, obviously the Houston rapper. I've been doing that bit for like six, basically since he was drafted. Yeah. And his cell phone number, of course, 281-330-8004. And if you get that, you are a real one.
Yeah, I love it. All right. So are we looking at, now that's the problem with having you on Friday at 1240, obviously, or even us giving our picks before 2 o'clock. Like, we know information's changing Friday, certainly Saturday, even Sunday morning when you're on at times. But right now, what are we looking at health-wise from a 49ers perspective?
Yeah. So San Francisco, I think that they're going to get at the very least Eter Gross Matos back, who is one of their pass rushers, and he's important because Nick Bosa is out for the season, and Bryce Huff, their lead pass rusher, is looking like he's going to miss this game as well. No practice for him the first couple days of the week, but Gross Matos being back does help a Niners defensive line absolutely toothless last week. Couldn't even penetrate a terrible Texans offensive line. Now, as far as the quarterbacks go, probably should have started there, but I don't think Brock Purdy's going to play in the game. He's been limited in practice the last couple days. My guess is that Mac Jones will be the Niners quarterback. That I don't think that's a surprise to people. My guess is that Purdy will be the backup. I think his turf toe is progressing. My guess is he's back next week for San Francisco. But I do think we'll see Mac Jones start in this game for the Niners. Now, Sal, it's also like the Giants injury stuff that really matters here because, you know, Brian Daboll is just addressing.
What about Pearsall? And I care about that because of fantasy, but also he's a top receiver when he's healthy. He's out as well or what?
Let's see. I have the Niners injury report here. I think he's going to be out. We don't have a Friday injury report yet. Let's see what the Thursday injury report has. Here we go. Ricky Pearsall hasn't practiced. Didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday this week.
So he's
trending towards missing the game. Okay. But look, like Kendrick Bourne's been a really nice fill-in. Kittle's healthy, the other tight ends. So the Niners can definitely hit this Giants secondary, and that's where we go next, right? Where we are expecting Cordell Flott to miss this game. Brian Daboll all but said that about a half an hour ago in real time. You know, we'll see about Paulson Adebo. We think Javon Holland's going to be back. Art Green's probably going to miss this game. So this is like Niners, no defensive front. Giants, no secondary, it looks like, in this game, Sal. And I like the over as a result coming up on Sunday. Now, It's 48.5. It's been bet up quite a bit. I actually think that there's still room for this to go. The Niners are not going to be able to get a pass rush. Their pass rush is terrible without Bosa. Many of the good players on their defense are hurt, including all-world linebacker Fred Warner. And on the flip side, like, Mac Jones might not be as good as Brock Purdy, but with all the injuries in this Giants secondary, I think they're going to have success throwing the ball here as well. I wanted to bet the Giants earlier in the week before all these secondary injuries for Big Blue. I will probably just end up betting the over coming up on Sunday with San Fran the Giants.
Do you think this is a winnable game, though, for the Giants? All right, forget about the sports betting analytics for a second and put on your Giants fan hat here. I'm saying, Nick, and I've been doing the show for almost 3 hours here, and the theme is that, hey, time to start winning some freaking games here. Like, the Niners have banged up themselves. I understand where the Giants are at, but this, to me, should be a winnable game without Scadaboo, without Neighbors still. I mean, Jackson's already shown enough the way it can move the football. You just mentioned all the stuff with the 49ers. Do you view this as we should look at the Giants as this is a game that they should win with Brian Daboll here having Jackson Dart as his quarterback?
Like, well, I think could and should are two entirely different things with two entirely different meanings. Could they win the game? Yeah. And just like from the betting perspective, they're 2.5-point home underdogs. So, like, of course they can win the game. Any team can win any game. The Giants, you know, do seem like fairly likely to win this game with the betting market being what it is, not over 50%, but not that far off from it. But look, you know my opinion on this. I think I've been proven to be right. Like, the Giants are losers right now. And I think, you know, Daboll might not be a loser in his personal life, but as far as being, like, the coach of the Giants, like, they're a losing team under Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, and the Niners largely are winners under Kyle Shanahan. So when it comes down to crunch time, and that's not an indictment of Jackson Dart, I've really liked what I've seen from Jackson Dart, but when it comes down to crunch time, like, who do you trust? Like, the Niners or the Giants? To me, it's San Francisco. Now, again, Sal, I wanted to bet the Giants, but if they're going to be down all these corners, like, I don't think I can justify that. Not with Kyle Shanahan calling plays. You know he's going to target the right members of the Giants defense, and I think the Niners will put up a bunch of points.
All right, couple more with the Giants before we move around here the league a little bit. Is there anything that you need to see in these final 9 games from the Shane Daboll regime to warrant bringing them back?
Yeah, win. Win some games. Like I don't want to hear anything else from anybody. Like, this is not year 2. We're not even in year 3 right now. This is year 4. They suck. Like this doesn't happen with other teams where you just suck for 3 years straight and keep your job. And you regress dramatically after year 1. Like, I don't want to hear anything else. Like, the great Jerry Eisenberg book in 1989 that followed Bill Parcells and the 89 Giants, there's no medals for trying. I don't care that they were up in the fourth quarter against the Denver Broncos. I don't care that they turned the ball over 5 straight possessions against the Saints and should have won that game. Like, none of it matters. I don't care about the missed OPI last week with Slayton. I don't care about the bad call on the fumble and the tush push with Kayvon Thibodeau. Win the damn game. Like, win some games. Enough's enough here. It's year 4. And I don't think it's going to happen. And I think what's going to happen, because this is a bad organization, and this is what bad organizations do. This is what teams like the Titans do, what teams like the Bears do. Because what I think is very likely, look at the schedule. Tell me how they're winning games. Next year, Jackson Dart, entering year 2, will have a head coach and a general manager that didn't draft him. Like, that's what we're staring down the barrel of. That's why John Mara should have made the move to get rid of Daboll and Shane after last year's disaster. But here they are, and I think that's what we're going to see at the end of the year, and Giants fans should get used to it. You may not like it. Accept reality. Sorry.
BT and Sal on the Fair. We're talking with Nick Costos. Last one on the Giants. Why do you think the defense has been so disappointing this year?
I think Shane Bowen is absolutely terrible. He's terrible. Dexter Lawrence has faded, despite what, you know, he may say about what Carl Banks said about him. Like, he has not been as good. That is kind of a fact. You'd like to see more from Abdul Carter. You know, I watched him in college, and I was like, he's a stud, man, for Penn State. Pops off the TV when you're watching him. You'd like to see a little more from him. I think, by and large, like, a lot of the members of the defense are disappointing, right? I don't know if it's just one thing. I think the coordinator stinks. I think that there are talented players on the roster that are not, you know, forming like a hive mind, and that's really what you need from a defense here. They can't stop the run. Lawrence has faded. I think Carter needs to give you more. I don't think the linebackers are very good. The secondary hasn't been healthy. It's certainly not going to be healthy this week, and I think that's the makings of a bad football team and a bad side of the ball, Sal, for the New York Football Giants.
Jets obviously off. They have a bye, but I do want to give you credit because you correctly predicted that they were going to win that football game, not only with us, but you did it on Sunday morning as well. You're encouraged a little bit about maybe their future after that one, or that's just more about the Bengals stinking?
Yeah, I think it's way more about the Bengals. And I'm not trying to be a hater. Like, the Jets can certainly turn it around. And look, it was awesome.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Some last week, and I like the Nick Mangold like passing away, yeah. Stops you in your tracks as a human being, like, and you know, we have to like get down that road. Obviously, rest in peace to him, and thoughts and prayers to his family and all of his loved ones. But you know, the Jets are able to get that win, and you feel really good, and you feel good for Justin Fields, even if you acknowledge he's not a great quarterback. Like, on a human level, like that was really great that was able to happen last week. But that's the Bengals defense, which is the worst defense in the league. Like, it actually is. It's the worst defense in the league. Now, that doesn't mean, Sal, that the Jets will only have one win this season. Like, they could win like a couple more games. They're just not good. Like, the quarterback's not good. The weapons on offense aren't good. I think the defense has obviously been a big disappointment. We'll see what it looks like coming out of the bye. I would not say I am encouraged right now, even with the Jets winning that game last week in Cincinnati.
All right, let's get into some real football here. Chiefs, Bills, hard to get any bigger than that. I know where you stand on this game. Just give us your updated feel ahead of this one on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I love the Kansas City Chiefs in the game. I think the Chiefs are the best team in the league. Buffalo obviously has like an alien quarterback in Josh Allen. I do not like this Bills defense, and the best player on their defense, Ed Oliver, tore his biceps. He is out indefinitely. And, you know, it's October still, but I'll use the Thanksgiving line here. Mahomes is going to slice and dice him like a Thanksgiving turkey. Like, he just is. All of his weapons are healthy. I don't see how the Chiefs aren't scoring a lot in this game. And look, you know, is it possible Josh Allen like puts on the Superman cape and scores 35 and they're able to outlast Kansas City? Like, of course it could happen. I just think the Chiefs on balance are so much better than the Bills, and Mahomes is better than Josh Allen. Like, that, like, people that think otherwise are deluded if you think Mahomes is not the best quarterback. He is. The Chiefs are better than the Bills. I like Kansas City to go into Buffalo and win the game and cover the spread.
Nothing about Buffalo's performance last week against Carolina would be encouraging?
Well, I mean, like, you know, to be fair, like, I liked Carolina to cover the spread. I was way wrong on that game, way wrong. The Bills killed them. Like, great rushing performance by Buffalo, and the run game is very good. Look, they would have won the game anyway. Andy Dalton literally, like, handed the football to them on a silver platter a couple times. Now, Andy Dalton's bad, and maybe someone could say, well, like, you should have thought about that before you bet Carolina. You're right. Like, I have nothing to say about that. But I don't know if slamming the Carolina Panthers with Andy Dalton starting at quarterback means you're ready for prime time to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. I'll take Kansas City on Sunday.
Yeah, they had to do that bare minimum to even get back in the conversation. All right, another game I'm fascinated by this weekend, Colts-Steelers. At some point, I just got to believe the Colts are what they are. I still can't get over that they have Daniel Jones, and I just don't trust them. This, to me, even though the Steelers' defense hasn't been good, on the road in Pittsburgh, Steelers coming off a loss. How do you view that game, Colts and Steelers?
So I will be a little judicious with how I say this here and my betting thoughts on the game. So the thing that I am most confident in, Sal, on Sunday in this game is that Indy's going to score. Like, Pittsburgh's defense, it's like Buffalo. Like, it's just bad. Like, it's bad. And I don't think they can fix it unless you get all new players or, like, they all go in the time machine and they get younger. They're old, they're expensive, and they're not very good. And through 8 games, and that does not mean it's going to turn out this way through a 17-game regular season. There's a lot of time left to go. This is a historically great offense. Now, again, it doesn't mean that they're going to be there when the season's over, and we're going to say that about them. But right now, historically great offense versus a defense that made the Jets' offense in week one look like the 2007 Patriots. Like, how do we think this is going to go here? Indy's going to score. Now, I do think there's a path for Pittsburgh to win this game or cover the spread. It's 34-31, like they win, 35-31, 31-28. The Steelers are going to have to score to stay in this game. So I think if anyone out there listening or watching, if you like the Pittsburgh Steelers, I believe that it correlates to the over in the game. I like the over anyway because I think the Colts are going to score a ton. So make me pick the game, Sal. I'll lay the 3 with Indianapolis. I'll take the over. But I do acknowledge the Steelers could stay in this game or win it. But if they do, they're going to have to score 30-plus to make it happen.
All right, a couple more quickies here. How about my Broncos? Impressive win against the Cowboys. What about this matchup in Houston taking on the Texans?
Yeah, I like your Broncos. They really should be our Broncos.
Going head-to-head now in our bet. You got the Chiefs, I got the Broncos.
Yeah, you'll lose that bet. That's okay. But I did bet you will. That's not a joke. I bet Denver before the year playoffs over the win total. They're really like our Broncos. Just worth noting, a bunch of the people that I talk to and really respect, you know, professional bettors, like Houston in this game. Like, I do just want to offer that context. And one of the reasons why, you know, Patrick Surtain Jr., the reigning defensive player of the year, Denver star corner, is out 4 to 6 weeks. So he's obviously not playing in this game.
I didn't see that. That sucks.
Yeah, it's not great.
That means he's going to miss the Chiefs game as well.
Yeah, you're in.
That's in 3 weeks. I still got a game advantage. All right, we'll see. Okay, good.
The reason why I like Denver in this game, even with Surtain being out. Now, I said last week I liked Houston against San Francisco. And a lot of people are like, how could you like that? Houston's offensive line is terrible. And it's what we just talked about with the Niners and the Giants. San Francisco has no pass rush right now. So C.J. Stroud's able to sit back there. He goes 30 for 39 last week. Looks like he did his rookie year and absolutely dominates that game. Now, that's against a team with no pass rush. Now what happens when here's the Denver Broncos front, even without Patrick Surtain? The Texans, along with the Raiders, those are the two worst offensive lines in the league, going up against Denver's pass rush. I think Denver might win this game going away. And again, I just want to say this. Like, all the people I talk to like the Chiefs. I like the Chiefs also. That doesn't mean they're going to win, but I like when people I respect kind of have the same opinion as me. I feel like I'm on an island with this one. I like the Broncos. Others like Houston. I think Denver wins this one by 7-10.
All right, two more real quick here. Answer them as short as you'd like. Are the Commanders done?
Yes.
Are the Ravens done?
No.
Okay, give me a little bit more on the Ravens.
Okay, so Baltimore wins last night 3-5. Now, they won 28-6. If you watch the game, which I did, like, Miami just can't get out of its own way. I'm not saying the Dolphins should have won, but the final score should have been way closer. But the encouraging thing about the Ravens, in addition, obviously, to Lamar Jackson like playing and looking really good, especially in the second half, and I thought they did a really nice job on the broadcast last night of highlighting this. So about a month ago, the Ravens made what I considered to be, and I'll be quick with this, a pretty puzzling trade, trading former first-round round pass rusher, Odafe Owe, to the Chargers for safety Aloy Gilman. It's like, why the hell would they make this move? Well, you saw last night with the Ravens defense fully healthy, they can play Gilman back along with the rookie Malachi Starks, and Kyle Hamilton, who, like, is one of the best safeties in the league, plays up at the line of scrimmage and creates so much havoc. So the Ravens defense looked way better last night than it has basically at any point this season. And on offense, you saw Isaiah Likely, who has not been healthy this year with Lamar Jackson. He's healthy now with Mark Andrews. All the players on offense are healthy. The offense looked really dynamic. The Ravens' schedule is easy. They are only slated to be Sal underdogs once more this season, and that's Week 17 at Green Bay. They get the Bengals twice. They get the Steelers twice. Pittsburgh's going to be 4-4 after this week. I think the Ravens are going to win the AFC North and go to the postseason.
Wow, love it. I'm glad I asked. All right, Nick, excellent job, man. You're the best. We appreciate it.
Wishing everybody minimal sweats. If I get this right, hold on. It's my catchphrase. It's like The Rock messing up his. Minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Happy Halloween, my friends.
We'll be listening to you Sunday morning, as always. That was the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all of your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app. We'll come back with more of your calls, 888-808-1019. Perfect parlay pick segment later on as well. Right now, let's get you updated. Here's Andrew Bogut.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.